Well, this is Express Yourself, and we are talking to Alana Rocklin, bassist for STS9. Alana, as we know, being in this pandemic for a year now, musicians have been hit so devastatingly hard without having any venues to play live music at. When you and your band members and management learned that this was indeed going to shut things down for quite a while, what was that conversation like amongst your team?
It was, you know, I honestly think it was like what I imagine everyone's conversations mm-hmm. were in life at that moment, where there was all these just like incredible unknowns, you know. Thankfully for us, we played, you probably know, you might have been there, we played the Belly Up in February. Mm-hmm. We had one show, Bicycle Day show in San Francisco, so that was kind of a local show to us, you know. But other than that, we weren't going to play until the end of May. So when everything kind of shut down, thankfully, you know, we weren't on tour, and we weren't, you know, we had friends that were, you know, already on tour with all their, you know, production and all their stuff, and had to cancel shows and, you know, right away. And so thankfully we didn't have that scenario, and we weren't really sure at that time. It was kind of like, well, will we be able to make the May show? We were going to do Hotel Elsewhere in Florida. And right. So we were kind of like, well, maybe it'll be okay by then. You know, no one really knew at that point. And so it was like this kind of conversation of like, you know, what are we going to do and how are we going to do it? And I think for us, you know, we felt really, like I said, really grateful that we weren't in a position where, you know, people had been planning on seeing us or planning on working or whatever, and we were, and it was like the rug was coming out.
Right.
We had a little bit of leeway there, but no one knew how long it was going to go on. And so it just felt like every week, you know, we talk all the time, we talk every week. And so every week we would talk. And I think for us, you know, a big part of our conversations were about, you know, we wanted to make sure that we were tuned in to what the world was going through and making sure that we were encouraging that safety, you know, and with so many unknowns. I mean, now, you know, a year later, we know so much more. But at that time, it was just all those unknowns, and we just want to make sure that we were, you know, being safe. And that's, you know, we don't want to put anybody in harm's way. So
right.
that was where we were coming from, and what we have been kind of letting us lead us this entire year.
Yeah, well, thank you for leading the way, because you do have such a huge fan base. And so thank you for being such great role models. We've entered this sort of Zoom mania where we are learning to connect more through computer screens and sadly less in-person connection. I saw that you were offering music lessons through a platform called Live Music Masters. Was that started because of the pandemic, and are you still offering that?
Yeah, that totally was. It was actually started by Mark Brownstein, Brownie, you know, of the Disco mm-hmm. Biscuits. And he called me early on and us in the band and just said, you know, I'm starting this lessons platform. Would you want to be a part of it? And, you know, it was like an immediate yes for me, because I used to teach a lot. That was kind of part of what I would do in my Nashville life. And so this was a really cool opportunity to get back to some teaching, which I love to do. And now that platform has actually changed. It's actually called Go Lively now, golive.ly. And it encompasses all kinds of things. So you can take lessons. We're going to be doing our shows on there. You know, there's all kinds of opportunities to learn new things. But yes, I'm still giving lessons. I also do like chill sessions where you can just log on and we can just hang for 20 minutes and just talk for people that, you know, maybe aren't interested in learning the bass.
Wow, but, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I've actually even taught some other instruments. People that are, you know, maybe I had a young woman who studied with me who played the violin. And so it's been really a silver lining of the pandemic, just getting back to teaching and connecting with people, connecting with fans. And it's been really great.
That's great, and so generous of you all to donate your time to. In August of last year, we watched as California suffered tremendous loss from the CZU Lightning Complex wildfires. Many of your fans learned that, sadly, you and your family, your husband Brad and son Max, lost your home to the fires. And I was so heartbroken myself to see that, and I am so very sorry. You seem to have stayed positive and still as inspiring as ever while going through likely the hardest moment of your life. How are you all doing now, and how are you transitioning?
Oh, man, thank you so much. It means a lot to hear that. Sometimes life just happens, and that was one of those things. I mean, we did not, that was the furthest thing from our mind that could happen. And so, God, it was, you know, just dealing with the fire on top of the pandemic was, you know, unreal. Mm-hmm. But it was honestly like everybody we just felt so supported and loved. And that a lot of that was coming from the SPS9 community and fans and just people. And honestly, just to say they, you know, it's all that love and support that got us through it. And, you know, we're still working through it. You know, it's a long-term thing, but we're definitely feeling great. We're feeling more settled, just incredibly thankful for all the support and love. I mean, just from, you know, people just sending us messages or the GoFundMe that fans mm-hmm. started, or, you know, any of the things that, you know, happened through that is what really got us through it. I mean, honestly, you know, you don't really think that you need help, or I'm not someone that wants to ask for help, but it was just given. And that was the beautiful thing about it. And sure. So I appreciate you asking that. We're doing fine. We're just, you know, we're just changing as life changes.
Right.
And, you know, that's how it goes.
Moving along. Well, we're so happy that you all are safe and that you're doing well. And what a testament to how important you are to the fan base to show support like that. Not only was the world going through this pandemic and you and your family were dealing with an unbelievably difficult time, but social and racial injustice was at the forefront of 2020. We saw the murder of George Floyd right before our eyes, and the nation erupted from there. You've been very outspoken on your social media, not just about racial inequality and suffering, but also social injustice, women's rights, and our 2020 presidential election. Do you feel you have more of an obligation as someone being in sort of the limelight with this built-in platform in terms of followers and fans to really speak out? And what inspires you to use a loud voice for advocacy of these issues?
You know, it's interesting. It's, you know, I've always been on Facebook from before I was in SDS9. And so I have a personal page there, and I also have my music page there. And I feel like the personal page is really, it's my page. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have people that follow me on there that are fans, but I also have like my family and, you know, people I went to high school and college with, you know, my childhood rabbi, or, right. you know, just all kinds of people that I connect with through that personal page. And so the personal page is something that where I'm aware that I do have maybe more of a voice than I used to. I think where I try to come from with it is from a place of like, if I wasn't in SDS9, would I post this? Because sometimes it's actually the opposite, where you feel kind of like, maybe I shouldn't post, as you know, as the basis in SDS9, maybe I shouldn't post what I think about this.
Sure.
And that's kind of dangerous to me. You know, I think that's not what, I don't think that's what SDS9 stands for. I don't think that's what music stands for. I think, you know, musicians have always kind of been outspoken. It's only been in recent years with social media that people are more afraid to say, because they don't want to have that backlash. But I really feel like that's my personal page.
Mm-hmm. You know? Right.
I have a really deep connection with social injustice, and that's part of me as a human and what I think I'm here on this earth to speak out about. And so I try to be choosy about it. I try to be sensitive about it. I don't try to, you know, overpost, but when there's things that, you know, that really mean a lot to me, I think that's what I think about, is like, okay, if I wasn't an SDS9, would I post this?
Right.
You know? And oftentimes it's a yes. It's like, yes, you would, because no one would, it wouldn't be such a big deal. I come from a place of like, you know, we don't have to agree to be cool, that because we've really gotten far away from that. Like, you know, as a country. So that's where it comes from, and hopefully it's not, you know, I feel like, well, if someone doesn't want to follow my personal page, that they don't have to. They can follow me on my music page, and we can talk about music over there. And so, yeah, it's important, though. It's important to me, you know, especially like women's rights. You know, I mean, you know, we've just been under assault the last few years. Yeah, I mean, I need to say something. You know, I can't just say nothing, you know. So that's where it comes from.
Well, thank you for using your voice and for, you know, the outreach. I think it's so important to continue to have that conversation. And in a non-pandemic world, you're on the road a lot with heavy touring and some runs being 3, 4, 5 nights long. How do you incorporate family time into that as being a mom, a wife, and also a rock star?
That's a good question. It's a challenge. It's always been a challenge. Like I said, I have like an incredibly supportive husband who has always wanted me to keep going. You know, when I had my son, I stopped playing for a while. I actually didn't think I wanted to play again. Wow. Sort of like, I'm done. I've done all these things. I toured the world. I accomplished a lot of my larger goals at that point, and I just thought, well, you know, I think I'll not do this anymore. Not sure. And, you know, one thing kept leading to another, and I found myself, you know, having opportunities to do things, and it would be like, should I do this? Should I not do this? And, you know, thankfully, I've had a lot of encouragement to do it, you know, to keep going. And I think playing the NSCSI has been a wonderful part of that, because it is people, you know, we are all caring of each other and each other's families. And so it's, you know, we're thinking about that, you know. You know, it used to be that we might do a 6-week tour, you know, 6 weeks straight, you know, which we don't do anymore, because all our kids are getting older.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a delicate balance. We try our best to, you know, make it fluid. That's been honestly one of the gifts of the pandemic, is that we've all, you know, gotten to be with our kids for a whole year, which is just incredible. An incredible gift, you know. So, you know, I think it's just the support that I have, and I'm lucky for that, just even with my family, but also with the band and band members. And, you know, I try my hardest to really be home. When I'm home, I'm home, you know, and I'm really focused on being a mom and being a wife. And, you know, it's not to say that it's easy, but, you know, nothing in life is easy, so, but we make it happen.
And there is that silver lining of being able to be with each other more during the pandemic. We are coming to a point where vaccines will be available to all who want them by this summer, and we're seeing musicians start to announce tour dates. We know that you all have a Red Rocks run on the books that comes with some cautious optimism. What can we look forward to with STS9 for the rest of this year? And what do you and your band members expect that very first show will be like after a year of not playing live music?
Well, we know when we play together, it's just going to be magic, right? It's just going to be so cathartic and so incredible for everyone. You know, we miss playing as much as I feel like the fans miss us. I think it's mutual. It's been hard, you know. It's challenging when you have, you know, your outlet, the thing that like for me, that I've done my entire life, and all of a sudden that's kind of snatched away from you. It really puts a lot in perspective. All those times that you might have been on the road that you were wanting to go home,
right.
or whatever, or have more time, or you know, it sort of puts it all in perspective. And so, you know, that's always healthy to have that. You know, I say this to people all the time, and I think it's really true, is that like we know about as much as everyone else knows. I think, you know, I think there's this perception that maybe like, you know, oh, we know all this mm-hmm. information about when we're going to play again that you don't know. But that's really, really kind of not true, which is that, like, right now where it is like, I think you said it, cautious optimism. Mm-hmm. It's like everybody's really thinking that we're on the right track. Like, okay, vaccines are going to be available to everyone. And we're going to be able to get back to it safely. And so now we're just in that waiting game of just like, okay, everything's been going in the right direction. Is it going to continue to go in that direction?
Right.
And so every week it's changing. Literally every week we're getting new information, new things that are happening that make, you know, that kind of can help us really make a final decision about what's going to happen. And so that's where it is. It's just, it's still in that kind of zone. And so I hope that, you know, everybody just continues to do, you know, to be safe, to do the things that we need to do to get it back to where we, you know, we can safely come together and have a,
right.
have a great show and nobody feel nervous or scared or anything like that. I'm cautiously optimistic. So that's,
yeah, yeah. Right. It's the only way to be.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly. It's changing all the time, you know.
Sure.
And of course, it's state to state too. So
exactly.
there's that. You know, we're trying to like kind of navigate it all, but I think we're getting there.
I think we're getting there too, and I just can only imagine what the energy will be like when you all are on that stage again together for the first time. But you heard it from Alana fans. She does not know more than we all know. So patience, and we will get there. Alana, how can we further support music or any projects that you may be working on?
Oh, wow. Well, definitely, you know, look me up on Go Lively and, you know, watch out for Sub ID coming with some streams coming soon. We're really excited about it, about that. You know, we've got some really cool SPS9 things about to be coming out, and we're really excited about that stuff. We've been working on all kinds of things, and we're excited to share them. They've, you know, been marinating, and we're working on new music. You know, we are in constant contact with each other, so, you know, rest assured that stuff is happening. So
yeah. Well, we look forward to that. Cannot wait. I just thank you so much for your time today, Alana, and opening up to us. And I personally cannot wait to see you all on stage again. I do have to send you off asking a question from one of our KDNK board members and major fan, Max Scott. Who is the better bassist, Derek Smalls of Spinal Tap or Jemaine Clement of Flight of the Conchords?
Yes. Well, I'm gonna have to go Spinal Tap, Derek Smalls, because for me, I'm a little old school. I love Spinal Tap. We actually just watched it as a family.
Oh, wow!
Just like a week or two ago, and that, I mean, I love Flight of the Conchords too. Don't get me wrong; they're hilarious and incredible. But yeah,
tough question.
Spinal Tap all the way.
All right. Well, thank you, Alana, and best of luck to you and the band and to your family for the rest of this year. And thank you for all of your inspiring words and your outreach. And we just so appreciate your time on this little community radio station here in Carbondale, Colorado.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. It was so fun.